Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning is our Old Testament lesson from 1 Kings chapter 19. This account of Elijah's troubles and the call of Elisha. Here again, this portion which reads, Elijah said to Elisha, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And Elisha returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. The outlook was pretty bleak for Elijah. Which is kind of sad, actually, considering that he had just won the great showdown with all of the prophets of Baal and then commenced immediately to put them all to death. Which did not sit well with jolly old Queen Jezebel, because, well, those were her prophets. Baal was her god. She vowed that she would get that Elijah, no matter what the cost, no matter what it would take. So Elijah ran. Wouldn't you? I mean, what did he really have left to live for at that point? The Lord had just demonstrated very convincingly that there is no other God besides him. And still, the people were as faithless as ever. Elijah himself is under a sentence of death now, and he was fed up. He had served the Lord faithfully all of those years and had absolutely nothing to show for it. He was done. And he admits as much in our text when the Lord comes looking for him. "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left. And now they seek my life to take it away." It's hopeless. Just end it all now, will you? Get it over with. The outlook was pretty bleak indeed. And to this hopeless, desperate man, God comes with a message of grace. "What are you doing here, Elijah? It's not over. You may think you're the only one left who still believes in me, who still serves me, but you're not. There are still 7,000 people in Israel who have never worshipped Baal. My people will endure. I will always have a church. And do you know why? Because I'm the one making it happen. I'm the one doing the work. And as long as your salvation and your hope depend on me, it cannot fail. I will not fail. My word will not fail. You have not preached in vain. Your preaching is powerful and effective because it's my word. So go. Keep preaching. And anoint more yet to carry this ministry on with you and after you. Go find Elisha. Make him prophet to serve in your place." So Elijah went, and there he was. Elisha, just as God said he would be. Elijah cast his cloak upon him, which sounds kind of strange to us. But Elisha knew exactly what it meant. This is kind of like when the manager of the softball team looks down the bench to see who he's got left in reserves, points, and says, "You're up. God's putting you in the game, Elisha." Even though he was clearly old enough to work, if not fully grown, and was clearly a farmer, it didn't matter. When the call comes, you answer it. When God sends for you, go. Even to the point of this kind of almost comical scene where Elisha slaughters the very oxen that he was using to plow the field and cooks the meat with the yoke that had bound them all together, and then he served them for supper before he left. God was right. He would make a way. He would provide. He will have for himself a holy people. He himself will see to it. His church will endure. He will raise up men to speak for him. His word will go out, and his word will not fail. The outlook seems pretty bleak for the church in 2019, too, especially in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Membership and attendance are declining. Giving seems to be at an all-time low. There's a growing sense of distrust and disunity between local congregations and synodical leadership, and between the laity and the clergy, and our young men have taken notice. A 2017 study done by the LCMS Office of Rosters and Statistics showed that the average age of ordained ministers in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod was 52. So that means roughly 15 years of active ministry before retirement. Over half of our pastors, over half, are 55 or older. In the year 2014, about 300 pastors retired, and only 150 new ones were ordained to replace them. And the number of new pastoral candidates has been declining by about 5% every year for about the last 10 years. That 2017 study projected that the number of pastors entering into retirement would rise to over 1,000 every single year within 5 to 10 years. And that was 2 years ago. Oh, and by the way, none of this includes pastors who are on the roster but are not actively serving in congregations, or who for whatever reason resign from the ministry or are simply removed. You can do the math. It's hopeless. The church is dying. It may, in fact, already be dead. The world's population continues to increase exponentially, and somehow the church just keeps getting smaller and smaller. All those people out there, they have their gods. Let's just leave them to them. What's the use? I mean, we few here, we're the only ones left. There's really no point in carrying on much farther. Let's just pack it up and go home. And to this hopeless, desperate church, God comes with a message of grace. What are you doing here, child? What are you doing in this sad, lonely place, wallowing in self-pity and ready to give up? It is not over. You're not the only faithful ones left in the world. My people will endure. I will always have a church. My son died to make it so. He has shed his blood for you, to make you mine forever. And nothing can snatch you out of my hand. My word will not fail. I will not fail. I will strengthen and keep you forever. Your faith is not in vain. So go. Stay the course. Because there is still work to be done. Trust in me, and I will provide. So how are we to go on in light of this text and in the light of our culture and the challenges facing the church today? This account of Elijah and the call of Elisha teach us at least two things. First of all, it's never hopeless. But secondly, it's also never too late. There can be no doubt that a shortage of pastors reaching the crisis level is looming over the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If it hasn't already hit, and I kind of happen to believe that it has, but it's not hopeless, thanks be to God. And it's never too late. Elisha is the evidence of that. When the call comes, you answer it. Even if it means leaving the oxen in the field, leaving the job behind, completely shifting gears, when God sends for you, you go. And he is calling now, calling you to take up the mantle and bear his name to the world. So what can you do? Well, obviously, the first and the easiest thing that you can do is to pray. The harvest is plentiful, Jesus said, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. Pray for workers. But don't just pray. Prayer is certainly important and powerful, but it's also not really enough on its own. You can also give. Support the work of the church here, throughout the synod, and all around the world. Support future church workers, especially future pastors. Ease the burden of attending seminary and laboring in a demanding career with disproportionate pay by sharing out of the bounty that God has given to you. And also honor the pastoral office. Thank God for pastors and respect them. Speak well of pastors and their office. You can inspire men to want to serve in such a high and noble calling by the love that you have for it. And most importantly of all, if there's someone you think should be a pastor, tell them. Go home today and think of somebody in your life, someone you know, in your family, in your neighborhood, a friend, even if they don't belong to the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, doesn't matter. Anyone you know who you think might be a good pastor, and then tell them so. Most pastors will tell you that the single most influential factor in their decision to enter the ministry was the encouragement of a fellow believer or believers. Hey, have you ever thought about going into the ministry? I think you'd make a really good pastor. You should really think about going to the seminary. Whoever that person may be, whatever age or stage of life, whatever their current vocation or situation, and if you happen to be that man who may find yourself thinking maybe, just maybe, now is the time, do it. Answer that call. We'll help you. We'll pray for you. We'll encourage you and support you. And most importantly of all, God will be with you. His word will not fail. So what are we doing here? Let's go. Because it's never hopeless, and it's never too late. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.